Hello, and welcome to Legends of Azoria. A collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem. Political intrigue and downfalls. Heroes and heroines saving the day. And monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimpius, the thieving Kenku Ranger. Lausian, the conceited Eldrin Wizard. And Blaze Butler, the captivating Tabaxi Bard. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Azoria the legend it is today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Legends of Azoria. Now, it has been a very long time due to many circumstances that were outside of our control. But we are now back and ready to adventure. Does anyone feel confident enough to give a remembering things of the past?
I do know we solved a puzzle. We got on a boat. We solved a little puzzle that led us to this crescent moon shaped island. We went there and there's like these kind of Amazonian ladies chilling about. They didn't like us, and then we talked to them. I smooth talked them.
You did.
Now they like us.
They like you.
And
they're still unsure.
They like me because I'm, you know, look at my profile picture on Roll 20.
Yeah.
And their leader ? Tabitha, I think, gave us a potion or is giving us advice as we go to the center island. That's like a forge type thing.
You know what? I give an 89%. That was pretty good.
I was gonna say,
the leader's name is Alcyra, and
Tabitha's like the wise woman, like the witch doctor, right?
Yes, and I accidentally. Oh shoot! What did I do?
Oh lord!
Oh mercy!
Oh, heavens to Betsy!
She should be on this.
She should be in our Tabitha.
So she should. Oh wait, no. Maybe I should. Here, sorry. I clicked over to the other map, but I had to bring you guys. So that's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I feel like we interacted with her for.
Yeah, so she's a moment. Kind of in charge of these wonderful ladies, and you are here to get a piece of the key that will take you to the Horde of the Dragon.
And that's right.
On that center island was a burned down forge, because many years ago, some guy came in, smooth talked all of them, and stole the pieces. Well, tried stealing the piece of the key. He made it to that island, and then he died, the blacksmith died, and it burned down. And they're pretty sure the key piece is on that island, but they're not. They're okay just letting it lie, because as long as the key's not together, it can't be used to open the Dragon's Horde and unleash him. So, you guys also discovered that Blaze's little tree baby in his head has kind of gone crazy and is starting to be less of a symbiote and more of a parasite towards Jacob.
Yeah.
So you guys were going to go and get Jacob's arm removed.
Yeah. His whole... Well, does it have to be his arm? Can we just, like, kill him?
I mean, you can do that too, I guess.
Jake, do I have your blessing to kill you?
No, I've worked really hard to get where I'm at.
I have
the cool bow.
Yes, how are you going to use it with one arm?
Oh, well.
If that's your only reason for living.
I bet I can find a ghost arm. I'm going to get a ghost arm.
Prosthetic.
No. Well, let him be convinced he's going to get a ghost arm.
I want a ghost arm.
I'm sure that'll work out for him.
Yeah, that'll be totally better than a parasite arm, huh?
Ghost arm. Let's go.
Until the ghost of whoever's arm he stole fucking starts taking over his brain.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, and they took you to Tabitha because she is kind of like the witch doctor of their
tribe. Yes.
You walked in, and she was like, "Ooh, a man."
And that's where she's like the evil version. She's pretty much of, a Jessica ugly. Rabbit.
Wait. Yep. Who is she saying this to?
She was saying it to all three of you.
Oh.
Well, then why'd she use the singular?
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
because she doesn't want you to know which one she's talking about.
Oh, she's playing hard to get. Dare I say?
We are like thinking way too hard about that.
Oh. So you guys are in Tabitha's hut.
Don't tell me what to do with.
Okay.
We're in her hut.
You are in.
That's
her
not
hut.
A euphemism for something.
And she'd like you in her other hut.
Okay.
Hey, I gave you guys the go ahead to start dialogue, and you didn't. So this was that. That's what you get.
Jacob's the one that needs his arm cut off.
Do you guys want to tell her like why
you're doing the discussion?
Well, it's Jake's problem. Let him fucking sort this out.
Why are you okay? Am I like, have I gone crazy yet? Like, is the parasite like making me crazy, Connor, or is it just my arm?
No, your arm, and you're slowly turning to wood.
Oh, dope! All right, Tabitha, what can I do about this freaking parasite of an arm? As you can see, I am slowly turning into wood. I had this tree baby inside my head. Wasn't a big fan of it, and now I think it's trying to kill me.
Oh yes. I'm surprised I've seen this before, but whatever.
You've seen this before? Does this happen often?
Weirdly enough, yes.
It's a common plague. Way yes, you know if you
never
studied
really
the
want
lore.
To get too intertwined with nature.
I am diseased.
So let's see your arm.
All right, I'm gonna show her my arm.
Ah, yes. It does look quite like a tree. She then licks your arm and goes,
No shit.
It tastes like a tree.
I didn't know taste was important.
She then grabs your butt and goes, I see this is where the infection stops. And gives you a wink. Now, there is only one way to fix this, is we would need to remove the affected limb before this disease spreads.
Okay, dope. Am I going to get, like, a replacement or whatever?
No. Don't give him a replacement.
I will see what I can do.
Don't give him a replacement.
First, though, it is quite necessary that we remove this. Would you two fine gentlemen mind holding him down?
Wait.
With pleasure. With pleasure.
I was supposed to level up, huh? I totally didn't do that. Not
me. That's okay. I didn't think any of you actually did.
Does somebody have like a sleep spell? I would totally take a sleep spell right now.
I'm looking if I've got something like that.
Knock me the fuck out. 1, 2.
I'm burning
I just
hands.
Punch him in the face really
so
hard.
So as you ask that, she's like, yes, I've got something. And she brings out a kind of a dusty little bottle. She goes, here, drink this.
All right, I take it from her and take a big old swig of it.
All right, so as you do, your entire body goes limp. Jake, you are still fully conscious, but no one else knows that.
I'm conscious?
You are conscious, but your eyes are just kind of open and agape. You don't have any controls over your muscles or your movements.
Okay, did I just feel myself like slap onto the floor?
Well, so you're kind of like on a chair because they were holding you down.
Oh, I thought I was, like, standing up and I drank this shit.
now you're just kind of paralyzed.
Oh, man.
And she goes, okay, now this is a very, very important ritual. Now I need everyone to stay silent.
I bet she eats me. Like, she eats
and
me alive.
With her left hand, she kind of just grabs your shoulder and your collarbone, starts massaging it, and just kind of goes,
If I may interject, hey, lady, would he feel it, any pain if I, pulled out one of his eyeballs right now?
I'm not sure. To be completely honest with you, I ran out of paper to write labels on my potions long ago, but I'm pretty sure he won't.
Maybe. I see.
Now, please, I must continue on with this ritual.
Stop interrupting her.
She just grabs his wrist with her right hand.
And I roll and pulls his arm out his of his eye?
Socket.
Oh, that's pretty epic. Can I roll to steal his eye out of his socket without her noticing?
Yes, but you will have to roll very high. She is now trying to heal the stump that was left behind on Jacob's arm after she yoinked it out.
All about it.
And Jacob, you felt all of this.
I'm sorry, Jake. I wouldn't do this.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry, Jake.
I was prepared to be a one-eyed.
You're already one without an arm.
One armed, really depressed cat person. Okay, perfect. So, she brings over another bottle to you, Jake, and kind of pours it down your gullet, and you suddenly feel everything at once, and you can move all your muscles, and you are back to reality. And she whispers in your ear. She goes, "Now I did everything I could. But unfortunately, I could only bring the astrophysical part of your arm back."
No.
Ghost arm. Ghost arm. Suck it.
So, Jake, you are the only one that can see your arm. But your arm, you can go through things and grab things. But you cannot pull something physical through something physical. Does that make sense?
Okay, so but I could, like...
you can put your arm through something physical.
Could I, like, turn a lock on a door?
Yes.
He can feel my nuts through my pants.
But the real question is, can Stimpy feel my hand touching his nuts?
Yes, they will be able to feel it.
Okay.
They don't see it, but they feel it.
And they'll probably see your little stump move.
Oh, I thought it was to the shoulder. What stump is this? Did I mishear that?
Nope, you were right.
I mean, I guess you could kind of see that he like leans towards you a little bit, but
I was more thinking because your clavicle still moves when you move your shoulder, but that's more because the bone's moving inside the socket. So
wait. Does this mean if I'm careful enough, I can my character can jack off without anybody seeing?
Wow, that is inappropriate, Jake. How could you say that?
That is exactly what you would ask.
Jake, that is wildly inappropriate for the show. They would probably notice
that
you, like,
messed your pants. Just putting that out there.
Hey, whoa. He's not saying he went to finish.
Yeah, no.
Why would you start and not finish? What good does that do you? This is all going to be cut. This is fucking...
I know, this is bad.
This is terrible.
So, you now have a ghost arm. And Alcyra actually comes up to you, Jacob. And she goes, "I could tell that that must have hurt. I know that you most likely weren't paralyzed, because I would never trust any of Tabitha's potions. But I do have something to ask of you."
Well, seeing as I've got a brand new ghost arm that's way better than my regular arm, I think I could probably help you guys out a little bit.
And remember, you're the only one that can see this. So she goes, right. Well, as you can see, we are all women here, and we only produce female children.
Oh, no.
So this is going to get weird.
I would like to bear your child. Now, there would be a great sum of gold.
Cat dick?
There would be a great sum of gold worth to you.
Why didn't you ask me?
Wait.
She's in it for the cat dick. Wait, shut up.
Am I just a sperm bank now?
Your boy is trying to get some. Shut up, Wit.
Sorry.
I mean, if Jacob turns it down, she'll ask you guys too. So.
Don't turn her down, Jake. She's all yours.
How much gold am I talking? Also, how attractive is this lady?
You can see
she's her. On screen.
Wait, I thought we were talking to the doctor still.
No, you're talking to Elsira.
Oh my gosh.
If you guys would pay attention.
That's my bet.
You fools.
That's super my bet.
That lady's terrifying. She's scary looking.
So you're saying you wouldn't?
On the condition that you do all the work and I just sit there as a pillow princess.
Oh. Wow.
Well,
Jake confirmed misogynist.
Hey, Blaze.
That would be only fair.
I will meet
you tonight at sundown. As for you others, there are some other ladies here. We are in great need of children.
There's plenty of cat dick to go around.
Our tribe is slowly dwindling as we grow older.
I would just like to say, real quick, I might interject. The bird doesn't have a dick. He has a cloaca. So he's kind of off the table.
I'm here.
I mean, Kenku's...
No, you're a wit. You're an elf wit. Shut the fuck up. No one wants elf dick.
Well, we would be honored to have your elvish blood among us.
As much as I would love that, I have to refuse. My heart is spoken for elsewhere.
I understand.
I was begging for it a minute ago. Wit was, what about me? I'm pretty much human. Oh, I'm going to turn you down, my bloodline.
Yeah.
All right, so... Yeah. That went about as weird as I thought it would go.
Yeah.
Good job, me.
Fat dick.
Well, I can't let you guys feel too comfortable.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Connor, you gotta describe in excruciating detail the cat dickening.
No, you don't.
So come sundown.
No, Jake has to.
Come sundown.
Jake, you agreed. DM.
You meet her on the shore. Please. She takes you to her hut, and you have the most euphoric night of your life.
Excruciating detail. I need to know. You are
left upon the shore once again.
Was there like foreplay? Did they roleplay? Did she put him in a maid outfit?
If you really want to know, we just had simple coitus, and then I went back to my.
Was it missionary? Was it caddy style? Like, come on.
Was it caddy style? Oh,
goodness. I mean, I only do
caddy style.
Same, you know, caddy.
I'm sorry. Whoa.
Anyways.
Cringe.
Okay, so next morning, she is like, nothing really happened. That was all really business for her. No emotions were put forth.
Good. It's just a simple, you know, one night.
Just as my character likes it, because he's a whore.
I elbow Jake and be like, how was it, cat dick?
About what you'd expect from Amazonian women wanting to pay me for sex.
Alcyra overhears you and she goes, it was all right. It got the job done, I suppose.
She liked the cat dick. Dude, I am gonna roll my eyes.
You're gonna start a fucking petty ass fight because you were all right.
Please.
You literally now, were a pillow princess, Jacob.
Is there anything else you gentlemen require?
A boat?
We have the boat.
Shit.
We have a ghost ship, don't we?
Did my homeboy get paid?
Yes, he got paid 500,000 gold.
Okay.
He's
the DM's going wild.
Is there anywhere we can use this on the island, may I ask, m'lady? Tips Fedora?
We don't actually work with gold, although I do imagine where you're going, you do. So it is the best that we can offer you.
Oh, sick, rad, thanks.
I mean, you didn't get any. All of it went to Blaze. I mean, Blaze can share if you really want.
This is a conjoined effort. That was a team effort. We had to egg him on to do it. I think we deserve a cut.
Conjoined effort. Do you hear yourself?
Without a doubt, I hear myself.
You don't even know if she actually got impregnated. Like, who knows if it worked, you know?
Oh, she knows.
I just want to say.
All Amazonian children are females, and that's why they can't repopulate.
I understand, but she doesn't.
She knows.
She went to Tabitha.
Please cut that.
I didn't even hear what you said, Stimpy. I was talking over you. So I think we'll be fine. I'm going to leave all of this in. I'm just going to put...
I said something evil. I said, I bet all the dishes are done. Don't leave that in.
Oh.
You said you gave me 500,000
gold. Well, they keep a very tidy place. Stimpy, of course, all the dishes are done. Yeah. You can't have water without cleanliness.
I said an evil thing. I'm...
Anyways.
I spray hot shit all over fucking Wit's leg.
All right. Roll sleight of hand. And
no! What are we doing?
I don't know. You guys had a reason to come to this island, and you seem to have forgotten this very important reason.
Okay.
I don't remember.
14.
All right.
My passive perception is 14.
So it just kind of goes right through your feathers, and you pretty much just crap on the ground.
As we birds do. Let's carry on.
All right. So...
Oh my god.
I did speak about why you guys were on this island.
We were getting parts of the key.
Good job.
One of the pieces of the key is on the middle part. They don't want us going there, but we...
They said you could go there. They just said that if you found it, you were to return with it and not take it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're going to fucking not do that, sadly. Well, gamers, do you think we should? Them? No. We're huddled up. We're huddled up. We're making our play. Gamers, we're not going to do that. What do you say we kennel up and go to that middle island and find that piece of the key?
Yes, please. I'd like to get off this island.
I mean, they said you could find it.
This is getting
Do women make you uncomfortable with gay ass?
This whole situation makes me uncomfortable, and yes.
I would just like to say I'm fairly rich now, so I'm winning.
Cry about it, Kat. You're a whore. You got paid for sex. Cry about it. Yeah, do you feel good? Do you feel big?
Okay, I do feel big. Okay, well, I think Vicky, that's it.
Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. Let's kennel up. Let's go to that middle island.
All right. So you guys get to the middle island. You see the burnt ruins of the forge. You see an anvil still sitting in the center of it.
Take the anvil.
Let's go investigate it.
Guys, let's take the anvil.
Let's go investigate.
I mean, you can if you really want, Stimpy.
Let's investigate it first, then let's kife the anvil.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna roll to investigate the anvil.
Okay.
Whoa, you didn't say you investigated. Stimpy did. F off, Jacob.
I mean, he just did when he said, "I will roll to investigate."
I know. Okay. I was just being rude. I'm sorry, Jacob.
Wit nothing but rude and misogynistic.
Damn.
All right.
22.
Okay. Anyone? So Jacob.
But not on that. Not.
Wit didn't really notice much as he was still reeling from everything that just happened the night before and just barely with Alcyra. And
hey, man, I got a 14.
Really weird. You notice there's like a bunch of lumps around the anvil, but you don't look much closer. Jacob, however, you notice that there seems to be a small sack hidden amongst the lumps and the ash and the rubble next to the anvil.
I'm going to go investigate that sack and open it up and see what's inside.
All right. You already investigated a sack this session. Do you need to investigate another?
I was absolutely winding up to it.
I'm sorry, Connor. I beat you to it. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, so you investigate the sack. You open it, and it seems to be filled with different odds and ends of keys.
Like what ends? Like the
butt end. I call it an eye. That's probably not what it's actually called.
The part you would hold it by to turn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually called. I don't remember.
You guy. Well, I'm gonna tell my home slices that I've got some key stuff over here. You guys should come and check it out.
I pog as hard as I can with a beak.
I join.
All right. So you do that. You just have a sack of key pieces.
Let's rifle through them. Let's see if anything stands out.
What is key pieces?
Yeah, it's just the just it's a bunch of the ass ends of keys. Yeah. That's part you turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair,
yeah.
I don't remember the name.
Well, let's rifle through them and see if any of them stand out.
They're all different designs, but none of them are super.
Can I use detect magic? Yes. Well, I'm going to cast detect magic to see. So I'm going to rub some pieces. Well, let me explain how I'm going to detect the magic. I take some chalk out of my back, two pieces of chalk out of my back pocket, like rub them together, get all the chalky stuff, and then I blow it all over the keys.
So
yes,
I'm trying to think of the best way. So it shows you the presence of magic within 30 feet. You do sense magic, and you can use an action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object that bears that magic.
Do I see an aura around the key?
You see a faint golden aura around a very, very dusty, unassuming butt of a key that you realize matches the picture of the butt of the key that was on the map on the ship.
Yo, guys, this one's kind of magical. Check it out.
Let's eat it.
The key ship.
Eat it.
Hey, we have one piece down. Now, don't eat it.
Eat it.
I'm going to put that in my pocket.
Can I eat it?
You can try to eat it.
Cat, please, let me eat it.
Becky, let me
smash. I have a good feeling about it.
Stop. I would just like to say,
I had one of my premonitions about it. I need to eat the key.
Okay, I will hand the key over. But here's the thing, is you have to go rooting through your shit until you find it.
Or you could stab him, disembowel him, and take it back.
Why are you even letting him eat the key?
I mean, we don't know. We still need to find the other part, which might take. Well, here's the thing is, ultimately, something might happen, but if nothing happens, well, he's going to be rooting through his shit for the next couple of days, which I think is going to be funny. And two, it's going to take us a couple of days to get the other parts of the key and figure out where we're going from.
Yeah, it's a couple of days journey to each island.
We've got time.
The joke's on you. I'm a bird. We spray shit all over our legs to keep cool.
You know,
okay,
I feel like
okay.
I know more about birds than
cool.
I did before.
I'm learning a lot more about our companion than I wanted to know.
Is Stimpy eating the key?
I don't know. It's up to
Stimpy. It's already gone, homeboy. I clean my plate.
I was going to do something as you ate it, but it seemed like it all happened so fast.
It did happen quite quick, didn't it?
I'm a hungry boy, Whip. Okay. You should know this by now.
Okay.
All right, so you ate the butt of the key, or the eye of the key, and now you just have a bag of random key parts.
Oh, well, let's just take this back to the ladies at the island and be like, hey, this is all we found. I assume the magic one, the special one's in here. Here you go.
And if they search us, they won't find the real key.
True.
Because I'm fucking brilliant.
True.
Oh my god! You know, didn't they say something?
What if they use detect magic and sense it in your gut?
I can just say I'm magical.
Actually, don't you have that fox?
And I have my fox, and also, you know, I can do magic. Nothing wild, but I can do magic.
Wouldn't you there just be a faint aura around you? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I am magical.
So, like, and okay, there could be a lot of reasons you're magical, right? But yeah. I think
I'm a literal. I'm a 4 foot tall fucking bird person, dude. Like, if that ain't magical, I don't know what the hell is.
Okay. Okay. So let's go back and let's give them the keys.
All right.
Wait. One thing
is
I want to investigate the rest of the city area.
Can we take the anvil?
Yeah, there's pretty much just a bunch of huts, some itty bitty gardens, some training grounds. There's not really much. I mean, you can investigate though, but there's not much to
find. Is there training dummies?
Yes.
Or can we? I'm gonna steal one.
Okay. You steal a training dummy.
Thanks.
That's a big thing. You're just going to be holding that.
Yeah. And?
They feel bad because they assume
that's the only and bait with, that and? Can get.
Sorry. Okay. Continue.
And?
Yeah.
Continue. Continue. Hello? Continue.
All right. So, do you guys go back to shore?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. You guys go back to the mainland, and Osiris sees you. She's like, any news?
Yo, we found these bag of keys. Mind if also if I take this training dummy I found?
I mean, sure. You can have it for 500,000 gold.
Jake.
She then laughs and goes, just kidding. We have no mean for that here. I suppose you can take it. It's pretty beaten up and worn out, and we have been meaning to replace them.
Indeed.
Oh my gosh, I was like, that was
now, my hard you said goal. You said you found something.
Yes, we have a bag of a bunch of ass end of keys, m'lady, tips Fedora.
And she kind of yanks it out of your hand, quickly looking through, and she goes, is this all that was there?
Aye.
Roll a deception check, Stimpy.
Can I get a lucky wit, Jake? Can y'all spit on it for luck?
Oh.
I think that you have a lucky coin, I believe.
I can give you
that's a heads you win, tails you lose situation.
Oh, guys, should I?
I've got one in my bar. I can give you bardic inspiration.
That feels weird for you to just sing out to him while he's lying.
Okay,
did you find anything else? No.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna believe in the heart of the cards. I got 3 inspiration I can use if need be.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's fair.
17.
All right.
With my inspiration.
So she goes, thank you. This is very much appreciated.
God bless.
Is there anything else that you need upon our land?
Y'all got any bird chicks?
No.
Rad. Okay, we're out.
So she sees you to your rowboat, and she salutes you goodbye, and you notice that she seems to already have a bit of a baby bump. But as she heads back towards her collection of huts.
Jacob as a child.
I would just like to, I'm now a father. This is a lot.
You said you sleep around a lot, so you're probably a father of a lot more than you can know.
Yeah.
Jake, you're going to show up on the Murray show.
Probably.
And you.
When it comes to the case of 9-year-old half-cat Jackson, you are the father. He's going to chase you through the halls.
All right, so you guys get back on your ship. It's a beautiful view, as you can still see through the bottom of the ship. Stimpy, you see some sharks swimming underneath you and a giant squid.
I kill myself.
Oh, okay. No. And that's the end of the adventure. Goodbye, everyone. Just kidding. All right.
I am deeply afraid, and I hide in some kind of cabin.
everything is kind of translucent.
Close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Yeah. Also, Connor, could y'all hear the sirens going by?
No.
Okay. Wow. Okay, good. Yeah, I close my eyes very tightly and say I have to take a shit.
All right. So go ahead and pull up your map, you guys, and
I've got it pulled up. And I also got the riddle pulled up.
I was going to say,
do we have our heading?
Here we go.
So you have two other riddles that we'll let Lausin tell you.
A mysterious paper with appearing riddles. It's just a description. Okay. The hammer masters all metal but the second eye of the moon.
That is now the whale, in Lausin's stomach.
The whale devours a bit of salvation, but beware of the sickness in the belly of the whale. Beware the prisoner on the rock. He wields the shank to a magic lock.
So
the top left one kind of looks like a whale.
Yeah.
And weren't we told that the bottom middle island was a prison?
Yes.
Where do we want... should we just head to the whale first?
You know, the prison seems like it's going to be a fight. Let's take it easy. Let's go to the whale. You second that, Jake?
Well, it sounds like we've got to go underground, so like this might...
Oh, you're right.
Underground is better than, you know... Or underwater. Getting shanked...
Well, here's the thing. I want to go there instead of the prison, because I don't feel like fighting prisoners.
Yeah, I'm going to feel bad. Let's go to the wheel.
Jake, I forgot to tell you this. Because of your wonderful night, you have a +2 to charisma for the next week.
Hell yeah.
And then, sorry, you guys wanted to go where?
To the charisma. He didn't have to do anything charismatic. He had to lay there and have a wiener.
Yeah, but after you do the do, you feel more confident, and confidence is charismatic.
True.
Fair enough. You know what? I'll give you points for that.
Thank you.
That's all right. Where did you guys want to go? I cut you off both times that I asked you.
Whale Island.
Let's go to the Whale
Island. Top left.
All right.
Have to beware the sickness of the belly of the whale. So it sounds like there's something in deep underground that might get us sick.
So
how'd you piece that together, Einstein?
I don't know. The riddle beats it kind of hard on the nose.
Okay, so you guys set sail. After a couple of days at sea, the strangest thing seems to happen. Can one of you roll a d20 for me?
I will.
Oh, God.
We're getting a random encounter.
Not in the water.
17!
Oh.
Perfect. You come upon a ring of jagged rocks encircling a hole in the ocean. The bottom is too deep to see, and the cascading vortex is pulling in your ship slowly.
Okay. We're a ghost ship. Can we not just float away?
This is true. So it begins to pull your ship, and then you feel the sails fill with air and wind as it's gushed and pushed away as you narrowly escape the maw of the sea.
Gamers, I don't like this.
I'm not going to say what I'm going to say. Sweet, we got away.
Perfect. So,
Would hold me. I'm scared.
Stimpius has been a little backed up for a couple of days.
Has he been doing investigation checks on all his poop?
He hasn't pooped yet.
Oh, he's just been super backed up for a couple of days. I see.
I got a bit.
However, I'm going to have you make a constitution saving throw, Stimpy.
Constitution? Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, dear.
This is going to be for house.
We have to find Stimpius some laxatives.
11.
All right. So you push and push and push and push, but nothing comes out.
Darn.
Oh my gosh.
Suppose you will try again tomorrow.
Oh yeah, Jacob, you have ghost hand. Just shove it up his butt.
I have ghost hand.
You have ghost hand, but you can't pull something physical through something else that's physical.
He could orient it, though.
This is true.
Like, yeah, he's not going to teleport it out, but, like, he can pull it out of his butthole.
It's a cloaca, thank you.
Is that what you do, Jacob?
Jake, I'm ready and willing if you are.
All right.
Just put on your rubber gloves, please. Wait.
I also have a mage hand, by the way.
Yeah, your big stupid hand that grabs Earth.
He's already committed to Jake.
No, this is a different hand. This is a different hand.
Hold me down then, Wit.
Okay, I'm holding you down with... I'm just going to hold you down myself.
All right, well, Stimpius gets into position.
All right.
Go for it.
Yeah, we've got like...
Jake, you're going to have to roll a sleight of hand.
Can I like roll a strength check too?
Yes. And Stimpy, you're going to have to roll... a constitution saving throw.
We're gonna have an owl. Well, anyway, continue.
Okay, so you said sleight of hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 17 and a strength of... What's the strength? I think I'm actually kind of strong. I'm looking at the wrong place. So... 13 on strength.
Okay. So.
Don't tell me he gets it like halfway.
No. He pretty much pulls your poop out from the top. So he just kind of slides it down. Because he couldn't quite. He can feel the key, but it seems to be in the middle of the log.
A fat dump. And...
Oh, man. I should let you, like... I should let you hang on to this.
It's too late, Jacob. You have now pulled his poop out of his butt using your ghost hand. Do you feel good about yourself?
First you prostitute yourself, now you're ripping shit out of an ass.
People were waiting for three weeks for an episode, and this is what we gave them, prostitution and pulling poop out of the butt.
I'm going to throw up all over Stimpius.
And I let out a sound akin to, oh, Nanny!
Okay, well...
I jump off the boat and kill myself.
This is garbage. This is hot garbage we're pumping out today.
We're near finale and we're doing this.
So
God. It's funny, though. It's funny, though.
There's a big old turd on the floor. Stimpy's covered in puke. Jacob just smells of poop, but you can't quite figure out why. Because its ghost hand is...
Wit standing in shock.
Jake, can you can't wash a ghost hand.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think...
God, how do you ghost hand?
Wouldn't be covered in poop.
Do I have to, like... Or it wouldn't be covered in poop if I couldn't wash it.
You know? Fair
point. My shit has stained your soul, Jake.
Yes. You wash most of it off, but you just have a faint smell of poop now, and you lose that charisma bonus. All right,
guys.
So fun, guys.
There's just wow.
Guys, we got to get the key out of the poop.
No.
Hear me out. This has got to be a group effort, because none of us are going to rifle through that with our hands.
I have a mage hand.
Jacob already did.
It was a ghost hand. That doesn't count. We all got to piss on it to piss away the poop and reveal the key.
No, I cast Mage Hand and I look away, but I feel with it through, and I try to find the ring.
Can you feel textures and warmth through your Mage Hand?
A spectral floating hand appears at a point you choose within range.
I think the DM should say he feels every little detail. I can use it to manipulate
an object, open an unlocked or container, store or retrieve an item from open container, pour the contents out of a vial, can move the hand up to 30 feet each time you use it, it can't attack, activate magic items, or carry more than 10 pounds.
He could have a 10-pound turd.
No, I was about to say, then he can't. Anyway, I think the DM should say he feels every gritty little detail.
No, I'm casting a spectral flood. It's not my hand. Jacob felt everything.
This is you true. Can, Jacob you felt can, everything.
Wit he can do all that wacky not. Shit, like unlocking stuff and shit. That means you have to have some level of, like, knowledge of so what it
wit,
feels.
You can control it, but in order to control it, since you can't feel the sensations from it, you're going to have to look at it.
Fine, okay, I look.
Look deep and close.
I don't know why you wouldn't just, like, slap the fuck out
That's
of it.
That's what I thought you were going to do, is just
spread it around.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't smash it.
We're in a ghost ship.
Yeah.
Aye.
So, how is this... How are we in it, first of all? Second, is this poop just staying on the floor? Or is it,
yeah, like, so it's translucent. It's kind of like metaphysical. Okay. It's physical for you guys.
Also,
you could have just used the seawater to just water down the poop until it was just nothing. But no, you smashed it with your hand.
I smashed it with my hand.
Fools.
Did I find it?
You found it. Good job.
Yes.
I was going to make you roll an investigation check, but I don't want you to investigate it. You found
it. I'm kind of scared.
And now you just have a poop-covered eye of a key.
Here, let's just leave it where it is.
I hover over Stimpy's mouth, and I retrieve my mage hand.
Over my mouth? What?
If only you had a... What? Oh, I get it. You were hovering over Stimpy's mouth. You retrieved your mage hand, so the key bit falls into Stimpy's mouth. Are we going to do this again? Are we going to have
Stimpy? No. If it happens again, you guys are going to figure out how to get the key out of this. I'm not. No. I'm already traumatized once.
Guys, I'll be real. Let's leave it where it is. When we get to shore, I'll pick it up and I'll wash it in the water. We can wash it away with
spell that could clean things automatically, so you wouldn't have to sift
through. Oh, I cast prestidigitation. And I
smashed it when you could. Oh my!
I can't. Okay, listen. That's a lot of poop. I couldn't just like make it all vanish with prestidigitation.
I would have allowed it.
It's 1 foot by 1 foot, isn't it? I can't imagine the weight of a 2 foot long turd. I'm a 4 foot tall bird person.
Okay, well, I gasp for digitation and I clean only the key.
Okay, so there's just poop on the floor. Stimpy is covered with puke.
Clean the boat.
You, good job.
Yeah, I do not clean anyone else off. I use it to clean the boat.
Clean the boat. I'll use the seawater. Go fuck yourself, elf.
Good job. You got an eye of a key.
That was the longest detour that didn't need to happen. Imagine if he just didn't eat the key. Where would we be now?
What if she found it? What if she'd found it?
We'd probably be at the island.
We'd probably be in a 3-hour-long fight. Probably losing.
Or she may have asked what you were going to do with it, and if you said you were going to go destroy the dragon, she may have just let you have it.
Who knows? You never know.
Who knows?
Thank you guys all so much for joining us. I'm sorry that this episode exists.
I'm also sorry.
Please do not have eaten while you were listening to this.
Maybe put that at the start.
Edit and post, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure this is the perfect place to put it. I'm sorry.
Thank you all for joining us on Legends of Athoria. We will see you again next week. And remember, keep your coin purse close, or Stimpius will find you.